The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, welcome everybody back to MD Radio, episode 179, and we are slowly watching the hands of time tick, tick, tick as we set our clocks back only yesterday, and Bob Chicarillo calling in by way of Florida, freshly out of bed. Bob, are you awake out there?
Oh, you kidding me? Ready to rock and roll, man. Monday, beginning of the week, we got some big shows coming up, all kinds of stuff going on in the bodybuilding universe.
Yeah, well, check this out, man. Hurricane Sandy wrecked some havoc on the East Coast, and for those of you that were sleeping under a rock, the Eastern USA Championships were canceled. It was supposed to take place on November the 3rd. I happened to be emceeing the Las Vegas Classic over the weekend in hot Vegas. It was like 95 degrees, and of course, we also had couple of pro shows on the calendar. We had the Sacramento Pro taking place, as well as the Kentucky competition going on. But the one thing that didn't happen, Bob, was Steve Weinberger's show at Tribeca. They did reschedule it. Now, listen closely. November the 18th, that's when it's going to be taking place. So the athletes got a little bit more time. Some athletes were displaced, some without power, some without a gym, or even food for that matter. So they bought themselves a couple of extra weeks. It's going to go down at the Tribeca Performing Arts Theater, November 18th, and they're throwing in, Bob, a pro seminar with some serious talent, including the reigning and defending two-time Mr. Olympia Phil Heath, the beautiful Ava Cowan, three-time Olympia 202 champion Kevin English. You got the training czar, Thackeray will be out there, and Guy Cisternino, and John De La Rosa, and Juan Morell, and the beautiful India is going to be there. So they've loaded up a superstar seminar covering everything from bodybuilding and nutrition and competition. Also, you got the team bombshell girl out there from Florida. What's her name, Bob?
Oh, you got Shannon Day. You got
Shannon
the bombshells.
Yeah.
You got the, you know what, Sean? That, you know, leave it to Big Steve, obviously, to, you know, think on his feet, kind of get things moved around. You know, the devastation in Jersey and, you know, Atlantic City, New York, you know, I mean, they're devastated. I mean, it looks like a war hit over there. And here's worse news. They've got another storm that's coming in. At the end of this week, it's projected. It's a nor'easter. It's not supposed to be as strong as what came through. But I tell you what, if there's people who do not need this on top of this right now, you know, all thoughts go out to these, to everybody out there.
Yeah, it's actually not even the end of the week. I talked to Steve Bleckman. He's thinking it's like going to be Wednesday, and typically guys are getting ready to get the hell out of there on Thursday.
Yeah.
We're on the eve of the biggest national championships, which is expecting a minimum of about 1,000 competitors, and a lot of them will be coming from that area. So travel for those guys is going to wreak havoc, potentially on not only the athlete participation, but potentially on the audience. I mean, if you're going, don't you think you want to get ahead of this storm? Or is it too late to change flight and try to beat it?
I tell you what, if I was going for my pro card again, and you know, obviously years and years of build up for some of these athletes, I'd be shooting out a day early. You know what? Spending a few extra bucks for a hotel and getting out of Dodge is not a bad idea if you're in the New York area.
Yeah, no question, because this is going to be a contest, Bob, where it's not an A-list lineup. No one's walking into this show like, okay, that's the guy that's going to be our next national champion, our next Mr. Olympia. This is a very even lineup when you start looking at some of the names. None of them stand out, but they've all got some pretty impressive resumes. I know some of these names will sound familiar. They've been at it for a while. Dusty Hanshaw and the Super Heavies, of course. You got Anthony L. Champagne and Blair Moan and Brad Rowe, Rob Ulis, who has already competed in like three or four.
Yeah.
I'm not sure his name's on here, but I think he's going.
I think last I talked to him, he says he was going to go for it. He says, I've come this far. I'm in shape. You know, he doesn't mind staying in shape. So, you know, you're right, though, Sean. You know, there's a certain, you know, level of ambiguity there that these people enjoy. And I think that's good. You know, it's good for the sport. It's not like 1987 when a young guy named with a flat top named Sean Ray was going into the national championships, and then everybody had on their favorite list. No way he wouldn't turn pro.
I had a lot of pressure on me, Bob. You know what kind of pressure I had? I had so much pressure that I only knew one name and didn't know it was going to be a big non-factor. Actually, I was going after one guy, and of course, that was Eddie Robinson. He beat me the previous year at the Junior Nationals in 86 in Niagara Falls. So I wanted redemption on him going into that 87 National Championship. But the one name that stood out amongst all of them, you know, and that was a loaded year. I know you remember the guys. Matt Mendenhall was the name that stood out because in 82, this guy got second place to Lee Haney. He was the cover boy on all the magazines. He was Rachel McLish's boyfriend. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've come this far. I'm going to stand next to Matt Mendenhall.
And it turns out Mendenhall wasn't even a fact. He was in my classes. I was in that show, obviously, in the heavies. And he ended up in a lowly 11th. He looked terrible. But, you know, it's funny because the guy you needed to be looking out for was big Phil Hill, who nobody expected coming in there.
Yeah, nobody expected him. Nobody knew. He quietly snuck in there and woke everybody up. But the good thing is that I was focused probably on the wrong guy, which the lesson was learned that going into a show like this, a national-level show, it doesn't matter what your name is on a piece of paper. It matters what you look like on the day you step on that stage. Because like you said, Mendenhall got smoked. Several other guys that I thought were going to do something never really materialized. But at the end of the day, I focused on myself, and I was able to get the business done. That was a long, long time ago, 26 years to speak that.
There's some big names in there, bro. Franco Santoriello, Ronnie Schwier you had in your class, Glenn Kinnear. We had a big influx. Remember the AAU guys came in there with Joe Mico and James DeMello. They were in the heavies. There was no super heavyweights back then, folks.
Leading the pack was Vince Taylor. He won the Mr. America and the AAU right before that. So that contest did bring out a lot of people, and it continued to spit out a lot of national champions. When I just go down the list, you think of guys like Kevin Lavrone, and you got to mention that Rich Gaspari was a class winner, along with Jay Cutler, who they didn't win the overall titles. But, you know, Victor Martinez won the national championship. So many guys came out of the Nationals whose careers are still in full bloom. I mean, Tony Freeman's still doing the business. A former national champion.
Let me ask you this, in your opinion, because we were at all these shows. Tougher lineup, 87 Nationals or the 91 Nationals?
Yeah, that is always going to be a debatable argument. I think I'm going to stay with the 87 because more pros came out of that 87 class.
Yeah.
In 91, I think maybe more notable pros came out of that heavyweight class with those guys, and it was a deep. I think we could talk about just a class that was deep, whereas the 87 Nationals, we got to talk about majority of the competitors.
Oh, Joe Grossi, Vince Comerford in the middle. I mean, Vince, that was one of the only times, and again, we're talking ancient history, unfortunately, for most of the listeners, but that was one of the first times before or since then that a middleweight winner was actually talked about as having a shot at the overall. Now, obviously, he didn't beat our own true national champ, Sean Ray. But the kid was good, man.
Yeah, no doubt the guy was good. But let's talk about a little bit of the changes and the nuances. I mean, first, a couple more notables that we know are going to go. I know Victor Del Campo, a veteran of the national scene, is going to be there. Corey Matthews, who made his name at by winning the Ronnie Coleman, threw his hat into the arena at the USA's missed his peak. But he's a guy that's got the shape and structure. A big kid named Anthony Tenuta, 6'2", 275.
Oh,
he's going to be one to watch out for. He won the junior nationals in the super heavyweight class in 2011. Another guy, David Shatterly, I think is how you say it. He won the 210 junior nationals and the super heavyweight champion. So there are some guys that have a little, resume. John DeRossi is going to be in there. Matthew Loudon, he won the junior nationals one time. And Anthony Pasquale, by the way,
won
the junior nationals. He's not going to be in this show, Bob. He was, I think, second in the USA. He's sitting it out trying to bring up his leg. So this is a contest that's going to be competitive on paper, but I think we're going to see some new faces. The biggest nuance is the fact that, I believe, isn't it, each class is going to be two champions instead of one class winner?
Yes. As far as getting a pro card? That, a notable change. You know, there's a difference we talk about. Obviously, you and I wax, philosophic on the old days. That's where we grew up and came up. You know, you talk about two different worlds, Sean. I mean, you had to win the overall. It just changed the year. I happened to win mine to the top two overall. But now it's actually the top two in each class. Now, I understand the implications on all sides, the NPC, I've obviously been a part of and work with Jim Mannion and, different things like that. I don't like it. and it's an old school mentality. I realize it. I know it's good for business. I know the numbers have gone up, crazily over the last couple of years. But I got to be honest, bro. I don't like the top two in the class. I mean, if you're second, you're second best. You weren't good enough to win your class I don't like the idea of getting a pro card to second place finishers.
Yeah, I think that it waters it down. It does throw a lot of B-level athletes into the IFBB, which is going to give them a false sense of security when they get there and a rude awakening when they get there. It just takes a little bit of the polish off of that IFBB pro card. Doesn't make being a national champion that much more special, because at the end of the day, we really do focus on the overall winner as being the best in the nation
sure.
for that year. But there was something to be said for each class winner. Again, Rich Gaspari and Jay Cutler were only class winners, and we know what their illustrious careers
That's right.
turned out to be like. Thank God they were able to get their pro card. But
again, they still won their class, bro.
Yeah, they were both barely 20. You know, I mean, Gaspari was like barely 20, 21, and Cutler was a very young 23, 24 years old. Now, by handing out these extra cards, because we have like so many athletes competing in the nationals, almost 1,000 competitors, they're not all coming from the bodybuilding division. That's my
Correct.
You know, crossroads.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, again, it is a sign of the times, like I see. We are admittedly old school, and, you know, we'll probably always have that mentality because it, you're right, it made it a little bit special. I mean, you had to win the overall. I mean, back in the old days, as you know, even a class win was not good enough. It was a pat on the back, a warm handshake, and a see you next year, kid. And,
yeah.
you know, some of them years added up. It, you know, Sean, can you believe it actually took some people actually 13 years to get a pro card? I mean, that's how tough it was.
Yeah, and the guys, had there was something to be said for perseverance. And again, by the time they actually got it, there was a whole lot more to be said about the athlete when they got it because of being, you know, some guys had to wait in line, you know. I mean, you're talking, they
sure.
start off as not even the top five, and they work their way up, and you watch them grow up on the national scene. And then,
Ronnie Coleman.
Boom. Yeah, Ronnie Coleman's a classic example. And then finally, when they get that pro card, there's something to be said for it, whereas, you know, I got second at the Nationals, and here's my IFBB. We're going to have some guys in the IFBB in 2013 that no one has ever heard of before.
You know, everybody's got to keep in mind also, you know, the days we're talking about, there was no welterweight or super heavyweight division. So that means everybody was piled into the middles and the heavyweights. So, yeah, you know, there was some good talent. We talk about that 91 Nationals. You go down 7, 8, 9 guys, 10 guys deep, and that's why it's still considered, you know, maybe the toughest of all time, like I say, arguably with 87. Every one of those guys, pretty much, with the exception of Edgar Fletcher and Dean Caputo, I think was down in order, turned pro.
Yeah, and the thing about it is we kind of grew up watching those guys. The numbers, I think, were probably better, but there's so many things going on now that have been added that you it's a matter of attrition, but you got to keep in mind that, look, these guys are going to grow up one way or the other. They're either going to be paying the NPC to pay their dues, they're going to grow up in the
sure.
IFBB taking their lumps. If they're not ready for the IFBB, the athlete probably won't continue to compete as a pro bodybuilder. And, you know, each year they're going to wind up doing the same thing. So we're going to have different people coming from different angles. It's going to be a hell of a job for these judges to pick the winner, but also pick the runner-up, because really just microfibers can separate second and third place, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. We're also going to have that weekend, check out on MuscularDevelopment.com, Why the Nationals is Number One by expert writer and historian Peter McGough. He breaks it all down as to why he thinks the Nationals is number one. Now,
everybody knows the USA is number one. Where are we going
with
this
one? We do have the USAs, we do have the North Americas, and there are strong arguments, man, and some very good winners came out of the USAs, but how many USA champions besides Phil Heath won the Mr. Olympia, do you know?
You know, only because I know you like the back of my hand, and I know you were going to pull that card right off the bat. You know what? And that's an anomaly. You would think in all these years we'd have more USA
Well, I will
champs.
Say this. We do have a World Masters champion that has won the USA title, and that would be none other than Robert Cicciarello by way of Rochester,
always, always remember this, my friend. All right? There are lots of USA winners, but there's only one. Mr. USA.
There you go, brother.
Deference to my
good
friend,
that's the one
the Captain John Lindsay out there. His son won the USA in 2000.
You have never let us forget that. We're going to take our first commercial break here at MD Radio 179. We've got on hold coming up a little bit later on the show a return to the pro bodybuilding stage at this year's Masters Olympia Championships. We're going to talk about that contest coming up December 7th and 8th, where your Master of Ceremonies, Bob Cicciarello, will break things down right after this commercial break.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus. Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Run! I saw you! I saw you! Come on, shh! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are on the countdown to the NPC National Championships, brought to us by AAEFX, our online sponsor here at Muscular Development Radio. And over the weekend, I spent some time out being the master of ceremonies for the Las Vegas Classic, where Stevie Carr has been doing the business for upwards of 20-some-odd years, had his biggest contest with over 300 athletes in the bodybuilding, bikini, and men's physique and women's physique and fitness championships. And I'd be remiss, Bob, if I didn't give this little shout-out to some of the class winners there. I told them I'd make sure that they got official recognition for their participation in the actual contest. And Shelly Yakimchuk, she won the Women's Physique B. Yakimchuk is how you say it. She won a Canadian, won the Women's Physique B and overall championships out there. And she also won the Masters Physique division as well. We also saw a few other bodybuilders in the teenage division. Daniel Ramirez won the first place there. And we rarely hear about teenagers anymore, Bob. I'm surprised. But
yeah,
the super heavyweight guy was Matthew Wingenger. And our bantamweight winner was Kenny Marrero. Bantamweights normally don't get any recognition on any level, so I had to make sure I mentioned his name. And it was a very long weekend out there, Bob, because with over 300-some-odd competitors, it's hard to keep the flow of the show. You know, you've been at the microphone, but we managed to get them out. We got them out by 10:15, so everybody had a chance to go out and eat some grub. And we saw the physique champion overall, Travis Gardner, walk off with that, and the men's overall bodybuilding champion was Cruz Medina. Congratulations once again to Stevie Carr representing out there. And our bikini champion overall was Crystal Harris. So where were you over the weekend, Bob?
Lots of action going on out there. I was actually home, Sean, but I had my finger on the pulse. There was a pro show in Sacramento. There was also pro show in Kentucky. And speaking of giving shout-outs, my boy Jack Tatone, one of our great promoters, he's a judge, everybody knows the name, and his better-looking half, I don't mind saying that, and Tatone,
yeah,
won the Kentucky figure. Oh, that makes two out of three wins. She had the Olympia in between, but she won her last show, went to the Olympia, had a very respectable finish there, and then won this one here. So hats off to Ann Tatone, man. Great job.
Yeah, we know that that's not easy. Winning one up against those different girls up there, you go to another state at another time and win again, it certainly does validate the fact that Ann Tatone is coming into her own. And she's now qualified for next year's Ms. Olympia weekend, which will take place somewhere in the month of September. Are they changing the date, Bob, or will it be the last week yet? Do you know?
You know what? I don't know yet. I think we'll find that out this weekend, as I'm sure Robin Chang will be in attendance. And we need to get a whole bunch of answers. I mean, you know, we're starting up fresh, obviously, new year coming up. Yeah, obviously, the date I'm sure Robin already has solidified, but you know, we've got two new classes. I'll be curious to see if those make it into the Olympia. We have women's physique and men's physique, so we'll see if that, you know, gets panned out. We've got qualification stuff, and you know, we're still kind of messing around with that whole thing to, you know, make things, you know, better as, you know, as we change through the time. Sean, like you say, qualifications change. That change needs to also extend, obviously, into the pro ranks. So
yeah, well, we do know, Bob, that this is the last and final opportunity for these guys to walk off and get an IFBB Pro card, which will set them up for a very busy 2013. I think it's going to be more busier than 2012 with the physique division coming into its own. Of course, the globalization of the Arnold Classic heading into Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and more pros being dumped into the IFBB by virtue of handing out two Pro cards here as we close out the year. But most importantly, our final competition is the return of the Masters Mr. Olympia, along with a pro bikini competition and an NPC contest added to that weekend that will be joining a Legends seminar with some serious guys from yesterday's past sharing some knowledge and wisdom somewhere in between on the 7th or on the 8th. Yarka Laurie's put that together. We saw this being put together last year when it was the World Masters Championship, Bob, but now it's arrived. What do we have to look forward to come December 7th and 8th as you emcee the competition?
Well, this is huge. Yarka Laurie, you know, good friend of ours, promoter, you know, she took a lot of flack last year, you know, putting on a show and everybody was going crazy. And, you know, Yarka is a good person. She's got a lot of good ideas and she wears her heart on her sleeve, which helps her and hurts her sometimes. But she's a genuine fan of the sport. She loves the sport of bodybuilding. And what she's done, Sean, is she's brought, I mean, this is a great show. I mean, she brought the title back, which is huge.
Yeah,
you know, anything with the name Olympia in it is the best of the best.
Okay.
And I think the athletes appreciate that. And now she's added on. I mean, she's expanded the show tremendously from last year, which was an A1 production, as you all know, as you were hosting yourself last year. This year now, an NPC show added to it. Like you said, Legends Seminar with yourself, Flex Wheeler, Kevin Lavroni, Lee Haney, Dorian, Ronnie Coleman, and just, you know, all kinds of Samir Banute. So, you know, you've got legends from all eras, which is very cool. This is a great opportunity. If you were in the southern Florida area or anywhere even surrounding, do not miss this show, everybody. I mean, you have a chance. You know, again, nobody's getting younger, Sean, you and I included.
Right.
And, you know, this, you have a chance to see some of the greatest legends of our sport up close and personal. I'm actually hosting this legend seminar myself, and you know me, I like to kind of get right in there with the guys and, you know, hey, keep it loose, have some fun. But, you know, if you want to see some great bodybuilding, we've got, you know, Dexter Jackson, who won the show last year, is returning this year. He wants, and this is important to these guys, Sean, they're not taking this lightly. He wants another Olympia title. He says, I don't care if it says Masters in front of it or not. I want that title. The only problem he's got is this lineup is stacked.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is that what's good about a Masters contest that's stacked is we're sure to get some fireworks. I mean, anybody can miss their peak. We know that Dexter is a great bodybuilder, but, you know, he's missed his peak before. He's not 100% consistent. He's got a nice track record, but he's also had a very busy year. But you throw in some guys that we don't even know are going to be competing in the contest. As of yet, this contest is still unfolding. I talked with Martin Schellestrom over there in Spain. He didn't compete in that contest. He was moving, didn't have time to prepare. He's a big 6 foot, 300-pound bodybuilder that wants to throw his hat into the arena, which when you look at last year's lineup, Dexter won the contest, and, of course, Tony Freeman was second place. There wasn't any big, big monsters. As a matter of fact, we're seeing the sport kind of change a little bit because coming up, I had Dorian, I had Nasser, I had Paul Dillette, and these big monster type guys. Now it seems the landscape is changing a little bit, and all we have left in terms of the master or the monsters would be considered a Tony Freeman and an Ed Nunn, who are both very shapely bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you know, these guys. You know, I'll give you a good big monster's name that's making his return though, mm-hmm. and that's Dennis James, the Menace. As we announced on Olympia weekend at the press con, we actually left it up to the fans. I mean, that's how I give Dennis credit, man. He's as ballsy as they come, but I put him right on the spot, which I know he appreciates. And, you know, he says his wife would kill him, but he'll deal with that later. But the fans overwhelmingly voted that he go in this Masters show, and he's gunning for it, man. He says, look, I ain't coming back to the circuit. You know, I don't have any delusions of, you know, I hung him up, but I want that Masters title. So
yeah.
You got the, you know, he's a monster, and you're right. You've got, but look at some of these other names, Sean. I mean, you know, guys who were looking better in their 40s and maybe in their 30s. Troy Elves, Darum Charles, who, you know, it's his hometown. Billy Wilmore, who was in last year. You know, you got some big boys up in here. Eddie Nunn, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Mike Quinn's name on it. I'm not so sure is he actually entering?
Well, he was there last year, Bob, very quietly milling around the audience. I actually had him on the show the following Monday, and he said he was going to do it, and he's been on record this year as doing it. Whether he shows up or not, that'll be a question that has yet to be answered. But one guy that is going to be showing up, he's already on record. He's actually on the other side of this commercial break. The freaking Rican.
Oh, boy.
Gustavo Bedell is back to professional bodybuilding. We're going to take another commercial break. This competition is going to be going down December 7th and 8th. $250,000 in prize money. It'll be going down at the Jackie Gleason Theater. The Pro World Bikini Fitness Figure and NTC National Qualifier Competition. They're going to throw in a powerlifting extravaganza. And, of course, Bob, like you said, you're going to be hosting the Legends Seminar. This will all be going down at the Jackie Gleason Theater right there in South Florida. So you don't want to miss this. Let's stay on hold right now. We're going to come back with the Freakin' Rican, who's been missing in action for quite some time, Bob. But he was right there nipping at... Didn't he beat out Mr. Olympia for, like, some challenge award?
Challenge round, man. You know what? It took a lot of flack, but you know what? It was fair and square, and Gustavo, at one time, I mean, giving Ronnie a run for his money.
Yeah, Gustavo was doing the business, man, and he's a guy that won the Pro Ironman Championships. They call him the Freakin' Rican, but I know he's actually born in Venezuela, spent a lot of time out in Puerto Rico. He came out to Las Vegas. I think he's now in Florida. The guy knocked out four kids along the way. He's running the Bodybuilding Federation over there in Puerto Rico. So this guy's still as busy as ever. Now it looks like he's hungry for a Masters Olympia title. I don't think, Bob, that this guy would get back on stage unless he thought he could beat these guys.
Well, I tell you this. I mean, we saw him come back briefly. I think it was last year. You know, he was arguably not at his best. I mean, you know, we've seen better from Gustavo, but I tell you what, he's got the tools. He's been there. He's done that. I mean, he's given these guys, he's beaten a lot of these guys he's going to be on stage with. So,
well, we both know. Go ahead.
You got to give him credit where it's due. You know, can he get back there is the question now at 40 plus years of age. You know, just a side note, Sean, because I don't want to forget it. But if you're not in the Miami area, obviously you can't make it to the show. They are doing a live broadcast. It's going to be hosted by former Miss Olympia Linda Murray and Lee Labrada himself.
Right.
So they will be broadcasting this. So everybody, you know, for information, and everybody can go to masterolympia.com. It's got everything on there, but you can catch this thing on your computer at home.
That's sweet, because we've been missing that, and this is a contest that definitely warrants it, because it's a lot of ramification. This is a global thing. There's people out there in Australia, just as they are in Germany and England, that want to see what's going down with this Masters Olympia title. Gustavo throwing his name in it has certainly made things more interesting, along with Dennis James. Money talks, and these bodybuilders are coming out to get paid. $100,000, a Masters Olympia title at stake. It's coming up on the other side of the break. We're coming back with the freaking Rican, Gustavo Bedell.
This is Marcus Haley, the Comic, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
The Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb?
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At humapro.com, and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number 4, energy.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man. Run! I stole you. I stole you. Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans.
Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we are counting down to the NPC National Championships, which got its start back in 1982, where we saw a young man of 22 years and 8 months out of Spartanburg, South Carolina, big Lee Haney. He actually made his residence out of Atlanta shortly thereafter, married his childhood sweetheart. I'm talking Bob... childhood sweetheart, we're going back to grade school.
Wow.
Lee Haney won that competition at almost 23 years old. And who would have thunk it at that stage that he would retire from professional bodybuilding with 8 Sandow trophies at the tender age of 31?
Yeah, that's insane. You were standing next to him for most of those. So I'll tell you, you know, we talk about it all the time, Sean, but what a great era of bodybuilding, you know, with some of those names. Some of those names that will be at this Legends seminar here, you know, coming up on the 7th and 8th of December, and we've been talking about this Masters Olympia. And that's why I keep, you know, trying to point out to the folks out there, if you're a bodybuilding fan, I mean, get out and support this show. Go see your fan. Go see these guys. I mean, you have an opportunity that will may not come around again. You know, like we saw the, we had all the Olympians on stage, you know, the other year, you know, from every year. You know,
yeah.
I mean, how many other sports can claim, I mean, we have everybody still here, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a crazy sport, Bob, of, you know, you got some bodybuilders that get involved with bodybuilding for health issues, self-image, weight loss, weight gain, and, you know, bodybuilding is one of those sports where, it's very, very rarely do you find a person come into the sport whole, grounded and based and balanced. There's always something they're trying to either make up for or compensate for, but when I look at the sport as a whole, I got involved in bodybuilding in 1983, I guess it was. So it was right after Lee Haney won the first ever NPC National Championships. I've witnessed all of these guys come up through the ranks, winning these titles, and I've seen various nuances from various champions, throughout the years. But the one thing I've saw that's very consistent with Lee Haney is that this is a complete, well-rounded business family man who knows exactly what he wanted to do. And he went out and he just accomplished it, and he continues to do the business of promoting the sport of bodybuilding. I don't think we've ever had a greater champion than Lee Haney.
No, Lee was top-notch and is top-notch. I mean, you know, still to this day. And what's cool is, you know, you and I have had many occasions to break some bread with Lee and, you know, just talk candidly. He still lights up when he talks about bodybuilding. I mean, you can just tell, you know, he still loves the sport. He's still very involved, especially in his hometown. He does a lot of things with the youth, you know, and charities. But yeah, what a great, well-rounded champion, you know, and that's the kind of guy, you know, if I was ever to give any advice to Phil Heath, you know, who I think has done a great job so far of being the champ, that would be the guy I would emulate, is Lee Haney.
Yeah, well, the one thing that we do know, Bob, is that this sport, it doesn't come with a manual. None of us get a script on how we're supposed to conduct ourselves as professional bodybuilders. All we have are the people that have laid the groundwork, that have been there before us, to copy and emulate. Some of us, we never even meet those guys. I don't know that Phil Heath ever had an opportunity to meet Lee Haney until maybe after he became a professional bodybuilder, or maybe even Mr. Olympia. I'm sure they might have crossed paths now. Phil Heath won the first ever Sean Ray Pro Colorado Pro Championships. That's where he earned his very first pro check as a bodybuilder in Denver, Colorado. I believe it was in 2006. And he was very reminiscent of a young, humble Lee Haney. I mean, he was aware of what he accomplished, but now he's got 2 Olympia titles. He's got a pro Ironman championship. He's got a New York title to his credit. He's been around the world. He's an international celebrity in terms of being a bodybuilder, doing the business a la Jay Cutler. He had some very good mentoring to watch in the form of his good friend Jay Cutler, and it just seems like so far we're turning out some very, you know, fine people. Forget about quality bodybuilders, but the guys that are doing the business, they're grounded, and they seem to have their finger on the pulse of what the fans want from them.
Sure. Well, you know, there is a business to bodybuilding. People think it's all, obviously, in the gym and on stage. And nothing can be further from the truth, especially when you're the champ. I mean, you have an obligation and you have a commitment out there to the fans, to the IFBB, you know, to the other guys that you represent. People are looking at you whether you want to be put in that position or not. You are put on that pedestal and you were looked at as the leader. And like I said, I think Phil's done a great job, you know, embracing that. I think the first year he was a little tentative. I don't think, you know, even though he won the Olympia, I think he still looked at Jay as being Mr. Olympia, you know, and that's perfectly natural given their, you know, friendship and, you know, given the idea that, you know, Jay was basically a mentor to him. So I think he's really embraced it this time around. And I tell you, the travel, I mean, these guys are on the road every single week, you know, promoting themselves, of course, but also promoting the sport and you know, and really getting that message out there. And it's an obligation. I mean, you know, there is a certain responsibility that is put on the shoulders when you're a champion. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be the winner. I mean, there are names in this game that are big enough that no matter how you want to dice it, you're in that position and you have to represent.
Absolutely. And, Bob, while we're waiting for Gustavo to hopefully call in from whether he's in Florida or he's in Puerto Rico, I know he's got four kids. We're waiting on him. As we move forward, there is only going to be one overall national champion. And granted, they're going to join names like Bob Parris, like Lee Haney, Gary Stridham. I mean, some very, you know, legendary bodybuilders that are in the Hall of Fame that are inclusive of, again, Kevin Lavrone and Victor Martinez and Vince Taylor. What does this person, what's he walking into when you get the pro card? What do you think his next step should be? We're going to round out the year, but what should he do the first thing?
Well, the first thing I would do is you have to assess where you're at, honestly. Now, I don't care if you just won the Nationals, the USA, or whatever the whatever gives you that golden ticket. The bottom line is can you compete as a professional and make an impact? That's the first question that you have. And chances are you have to go outside the box. I mean, everybody's going to be in your corner. Everybody's going to be singing your praises as the next, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and all that stuff. You got to take it with a grain. But the first thing I always like people to do is go be the champ for a while. I mean, you and I both remember years ago, Mike Matarazzo, our good friend, and we'll send our well wishes his way, winning the USA and then getting a special invite to compete in the Olympia, which was just literally a few months later, and then placing dead last at the Olympia. And, you know, that's not a knock on Mike. The knock to me was I thought that was bad advice. I mean, go be Mr. USA for a year or close to it. You know, I mean, go be the champ. Go enjoy the thing. He went from being the best amateur, Sean, to the worst pro in 2 months.
Yeah, and you know what? Peer pressure can do that to you. Mind you, this was a time when Joe Weider was just handing out contracts on the heels of the Vince McMahon WBF Federation coming along. Mike won that contest by way of beating Flex Wheeler out. I was at
that
competition right there in 1991 in Santa Monica. And you know, from July, actually the end of July when he won the USA title to the beginning of September when the Olympia was, A, he didn't even have enough time to let the cake and ice cream digest through his system before he was back on a diet, which he probably had already dieted for like 15 or 18 weeks. And then not being able to enjoy being Mr. USA to being known for your last contest, which was last place, can put you into the Hall of Shame really quick because people will lose respect for you. Like, they expected big things from this kid.
Sure.
Granted, he went on to have a more mediocre pro bodybuilding career, but was one of the highly in-demand guest posers there was. He made a lot of money doing his guest posing. Didn't mature as a professional competitor, but then again, I only won two pro shows in my life, Bob, in my whole career. I spent my time losing on the Olympia stage, but I did
best. Let me come to your defense, though, bro, not that you need any help, but in deference to yourself, though, and people, because, you know, all your detractors out there, of course, will point to that. But here's the fact, though. You opted to go into the Olympia every year. There was a lot of shows you could have gone into.
Yeah.
You could have gone on the circuit. There was a lot of shows in Europe, obviously, back then with the Grand Prix. You didn't opt to go into those. So I'll give you full credit because you had your eye on the prize, and as you've said many times in interviews, you weren't interested in winning other shows. You were interested in the Olympia. You took the rest of the time, you know, to promote yourself, to promote the business end of bodybuilding. And I think there was, you know, that was your personal choice, and it was smart. But I think for anybody that looks at your career and looks only in the W column and says, well, you know, Sean wasn't that great, I think they're missing half that ticket. So,
yeah, and that's, thank you for bringing that point home. I feel the same way. I mean, at least I was losing out to the world's best. I wasn't losing to just guys that were jumping in a show for a paycheck. But that being said, we were talking and waiting for Gustavo to call in. And, of course, Gustavo's one of those guys. He's been top three in the world at his prime. He's won a pro show here or there. Now being enticed potentially for the money or for the opportunity to get a taste of victory again. Do you think it's possible after four kids and such a long time away from being at his peak that he could actually, you know, upset the apple cart here? Is it possible?
Let's get one thing straight. He's got four kids. He's absolutely doing it for the money.
Yeah.
He's got school clothes to buy and stuff. But, you know, Gustavo's a great guy. I always liked Gustavo. He always was very candid. He's a very nice family man. Clearly the title and the money certainly don't hurt has enticed a lot of these guys to come out. Now, the question is going to be, Sean, is his best days behind him? I mean, the Gustavo we're talking about, now, you know, we're already talking about, you know, some years that have gone by now when we saw that impressive third-place finish and a guy that could literally hang with anybody up there. But the body slowly starts to change as you get to 40, 41, 42. Now, we've seen some guys holding on because Tony Freeman, I think, looks as good as ever. Troy Alves, I think, was in better shape this last year than he was 10 years earlier. Johnny Jackson, I'll be curious to see if his name pops up, bro, because this guy's actually getting bigger, not that he needs any more muscle. But, you know, some guys seem to maintain and even make improvements, while other guys seem to, you know, fall victim to Father Time. The question is where is Gustavo in this? We did see him briefly come back, I believe it was last year, in a couple of shows, but, you know, he was less than his regular impressive self. But is that a product of just being off the stage for a while, Sean, injuries or age?
Yeah, we're going to find out in 4.5 short weeks, maybe 5 weeks, counting down, where Bob Chick will be rocking the mic at the World, I don't want to say World, I want to say the Masters Mr. Olympia Championships, December 7th and 8th. Bob, thanks for calling in. We're going to catch up with you at the National Championships right there in Atlanta, Georgia, this weekend, where you're going to see the biggest NPC National Championships ever, and Team MD will be right there on the ground bringing you the play-by-play, video interviews, and the whole nine yards right here at MuscularDevelopment.com. And we'll have a recap on Monday with Bob Chicarillo as we talk about our new champions and new IFBB Pro champions coming into the sport. Bob, thanks for calling in. I'm going to come back after this commercial break and bring it home for you right here on MD Radio 179.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest. Fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Business as usual, man.
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we just heard from our IFBB men's pro athlete representative, Bob Chicarillo, calling by way of Florida as we head into our AAEFX online-sponsored NPC National Championships, which, again, got its roots started back in 1982. That's the first ever where we saw Lee Haney win that one, and then after that, shortly thereafter, Bob Paris in 1983, and in 1984... we saw Mike Christian walk off with the overall title. In 85, it was Phil Williams. And 86, the South African, Gary Strydom. And, of course, in 1987, yours truly came along at 22 years old and 1 month, a record that still stands today as the youngest overall NPC national title holder. I'm waiting for some youth to come along and knock me off my pedestal, but I do have the bragging rights as beating Lee Haney out for that. He was 22 years old and 8 months. I was 22 and 1 month. The following year, we saw Vince the Prince Taylor in 1988 walk off with that overall title, and we know what he did. He just went on to win everything out there, was one of the winningest pro bodybuilders, went on to win the Masters Olympia title 5 times. That's a record, a Masters Olympia title holder. He also was third place in the Mr. Olympia in 1989 and in 1991, his home state of Florida. That was out there in Orlando. Vince was actually 10 years older than I was. I met him as a 17-year-old, so he got a late start at like 26, 27 years old, but he did wind up in the Bodybuilding Hall of Fame for his efforts. So I know he's going to probably be in attendance at the Masters Olympia to see who walks off with that title. He was upset in 2001, I believe it was, or 2002. Don Youngblood took Vince out and the Masters Olympia title, the late Don Youngblood, in 2002. And then, of course, we saw the first ever Masters Olympia title winner was Robbie Robinson in 1994. He would be joined by other title holders, Claude Gruhl, and, of course, the late Sonny Schmidt was also a Masters Olympia winner. But we were talking about the national title, and in 1989, Troy Zuccolato, my former training partner and Mr. California, won the NPC national title as well. And then after that, You know, we saw a whole laundry list of very good bodybuilders in the 90s go on to win a national title. Kevin Livroni stands out amongst the biggest name because he was the winningest pro bodybuilder of his time when he retired in 2004, I believe it was. So the national title, who's going to win the next one? We're going to find out shortly this weekend as it comes to Atlanta, Georgia, at the Hyatt Regency Hotel out there where, again, we're going to have all these other divisions. With upwards of 1,000 athletes, we're going to have a whole lot of competitors. Make sure you check out the schedule of events online. I'm sure you can find it at the NPC website, what's going down, the series of events. We know that we're going to have our A-team on the ground out there in Atlanta, Georgia, for Muscular Development to bring you all the contest coverage. Again, a couple of notables competing in the show. Our good friend and training guru, George Ferrer, has a few athletes in there. He's got Ebony Wilson and Victor Del Campo, a veteran of the stage. Chris San Juan, another guy that's always been close but not enough. Maybe this will be his year. We've got Eric Ramirez and Joe DeRossi will be in the competition. So look for those big names. They're sure to be standing out and making an impact. And again, if you want to follow along with us, if you can't make the trip, check out the coverage at www.muscularddevelopment.com, where we'll have pictures and videos and interviews and play-by-play action. I'll be joining forces with Muscular Development bodybuilding historian Peter McGough. So that's going to be a real interesting contest coverage because we're going to have two different perspectives, one from my perspective since I was on the stage and another one from the expert eye of writer extraordinaire Peter McGough. But with that being said, make sure if you haven't already got it that you pick up the latest issue of Muscular Development, which is out on the stands right now. It's got a lot of great meat and potatoes, and read my column, The Way I See It, along with Flex Wheeler and Kevin Livroni, the three Hall of Famers, talking about our perspective on the sport of bodybuilding. But again, the results, I was trying to find them earlier, of the Sacramento Pro or somewhere on the Muscular Development website, along with Kentucky Pro results as well. We're on the eve of a very big election, which, you know, will help all of America here. We've got the presidency is at stake. If you have not voted, now is the time to get up and get out there. We've got 24 hours to get the votes in, get them counted. We want to, you know, take a time out here and give special recognition to those that were affected by Hurricane Sandy. We saw New Jersey just get wiped out. Not the whole state, but, you know, it was devastating to watch that. It looked like Katrina was back, but this was Hurricane Sandy. Took out some power, displaced a lot of people, disrupted the flight system, and now we're on the verge of a nor'easter heading to the East Coast. So, you know, God be with those people that are traveling. Be safe on your journeys to Atlanta, and hopefully everybody comes out of this okay. But let's pray for those guys on the East Coast. The weather is wrecking havoc. While out here on the West Coast, break out your suntan oils because we are still enjoying and basking in the 80-degree weather as we head into Monday Night Football. Be sure to check out my daughter tomorrow night on Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition on Lifetime at 9 p.m. East Pacific Time, where Asia Monet is competing for $100,000. My pride and joy, so check that out. Thanks to Bob Chicarillo for calling in. Gustavo Bedell will take a rain check. We'll see him maybe in the coming weeks. We'll be back here in 7 days with the wrap-up of the NPC National Championships. And with that, I'm out. Peace.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.